we've had very strong words indeed from the Energy Secretary. He's saying that the American public really doesn't quite understand the gravity of climate change and how much Americans are going to be affected. He's warning of a sort of apocalypse, really, for agriculture in California, for the wine industry. He's talked about water shortages in the West and upper Midwest, and sort of terrible consequences across the country.
California is one of the states that is more progressive than many other parts of America, though, isn't it?
Absolutely. California has made quite great strides in trying to deal with climate change, and much greater than the federal government, especially under George Bush. I think if you look at this in the wider context, what you are seeing now is members of the Obama administration and also key Democratic leaders in Congress really making a very strong and coordinated push for Americans to deal with global warming. Almost every day now in Washington, there are events on climate change, on the environment, on the green economy, on green jobs, on Capitol Hill in terms of hearings in Congress and conventions and conferences. There is a real awareness right now, or real attempt to build awareness, so that there will be legislation dealing with greenhouse gas emissions. I mean, there is this broadening sense among people like Chu and environmentalists that so much time was lost when George Bush was president that really there's this is a matter of great urgency. Americans have to move now, and that they can't let the economic turndown and recession hold back action on climate change.
How easy will it be for the Obama administration to push through laws that presumably will have to be quite radical in order to meet the grim challenges that Mr. Chu describes?
Well, we're about to discover that. I mean, the first order of business really is this big economic stimulus package, this rescue plan. Now, what Obama has done that is different from any other American president is that he has said that the environment has to be at the center of any economic recovery plan. That package is still before Congress, and what is going to happen now is, to what extent is he able to sort of make the jobs created here green jobs? To what extent is he going to be able to increase investment in public transport? So the first sort of results of this new green agenda could be seen as early as mid-February, when the Congress eventually passes an economic rescue plan. We'll see some green action there. Further down the line, we saw earlier this week the Democratic leaders in Senate line up and say that they hope to produce legislation to curb greenhouse gas emissions before the end of this calendar year.